Hello, and welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Hello, welcome back to Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. And this week, we talked to several new people and found out there are actually people listening to this podcast.
I know. It's amazing to me, but yes, there were people that we didn't even really know that said they found out about Five Feline Farm through the podcast.
That makes us happy.
It makes me happy, but it's also, I don't know. I'm always just interested in how people find us because, you know, we're a little bit, some people think we're in the boondocks. I don't call this boondocks.
Because, not at all. We do have a hard road.
Yeah, we have a hard road and we're a mile from a main highway. It doesn't seem like really the boondocks to me, but I guess if you live in a city or you live in town, this could be the boondocks.
It could be. But we love being here. We love being in the country, the peacefulness, the stillness. There's something that just draws me to that.
And I think that's what draws other people here. And this weekend, we had a lot of new people.
That is always amazing to me that every weekend when we're open, Friday afternoon, Saturday afternoon, there's always someone new who comes. They've been meaning to come and visit, haven't been here yet. And every weekend there's someone new.
There is. And I always, you know, I'm concerned about people being able to find us because we don't have a lot of signage. We have a sign at the farm. And
you have directions out on all our social media.
Directions out, and apparently people can find us that way.
I think GPS works now to the farm.
I think so.
Used to have a problem that it sent people on some wild goose chase, and they couldn't even find the wild goose.
Yeah, I think if you have a newer GPS, maybe, because we've had a few people that said that they ended up pretty far away from here,
right?
By following the GPS. But I always just say, look at the directions. Now, our directions are only from Charleston, but and we have people come from all over, but they seem to manage to find us.
They do, and we are grateful for everyone who finds us and makes that effort to come out and visit, see what we're doing, see what we have to offer. And, you know, just for all of you who are listening, if you think about it, I want to shoot us an email. Just let us know. How did you find us? How did you know about us? Yeah, and how did you find us?
We ask people because we do have random people that just show up. We don't know who they are. And, you know, we'll ask, how did you find us? And some people say Instagram. Some people say they met us at the market or, you know, different places. And that's really helpful from a marketing standpoint because I do the marketing for the farm. And, you know, we do free as much as possible because, you know, we're not millionaires, but yet. But, you know, so we try to do as many free avenues as we can. And also a lot of people say their friend told them.
Yes.
Or brought them here.
Yes. And we appreciate that. Bring your friends, tell your friends, come on out. We do have some special activities coming up. We still have a couple to schedule, but we do have scheduled on May 15th in the afternoon. We're going to have karaoke in the crib.
Yeah.
We've talked a little bit about it, but I think it's going to be exciting.
Yeah, I think it'll be something fun out here. And most of the people that we've told that have come out to shop are excited about it, whether they participate in the actual karaoke singing or just listen to people. I mean, that's fun.
Right. Bring your lawn chair, bring a snack. You'll have some space out in the open areas to sit with your family and just listen and enjoy. So that is extremely exciting.
Yeah, I think that'll be a fun time and something different we haven't ever done.
And we will continue to schedule some other bands to come out. Maybe later in the summer. We'll definitely have one in the fall. So looking forward to those. Keep an eye on our social media. Sign up for our email list to make sure that you get in on that. And we'll talk about it on the podcast too.
Oh, this week we spoke to the Paris Garden Club. Now I'm going to leave it at, no, I won't. I was going to say it sounds like we flew to France and we're in high demand. This is Paris, Illinois.
We are kind of in high demand though, actually. We get a lot of requests for speaking engagements.
We do, yeah. We actually do that fairly often. And you can find out more about that sort of thing if you're interested in us speaking. I'll talk about anything, but you get me talking about gardening.
And you better have an afternoon planned.
Yeah, you better have a, no, not really. We try to stick within the time frame.
We absolutely do.
People and are interested in.
Very quickly, I'll be getting a page up on our website about how you can contact us, the kinds of presentations that we do. So, but it was really nice speaking over at the Paris Garden Club. We knew a few of the folks who were there, but most of them we did not. And what a great group.
Yeah, it was a really nice group of people. It was pretty good size room.
Yes.
That was pretty full. They had a lot of questions, which we loved that.
Yes, we love to answer questions.
So, yeah, it was a good time. And we look forward to those kinds of things. Actually, tomorrow, I think, we have a homeschool group coming to the farm. So we do some on-site speaking and learning and training.
Yes.
And, you know, it's not super formal kind of thing. It's pretty relaxed. But we do like to talk about what we're doing and how to care for the land and how to garden and beekeeping and all kinds of different things.
We really are trying to establish a place where people can enjoy themselves, they can learn, we can set an example for how to treat the land, how you garden. You don't use chemicals.
No.
You are very careful about your garden plots, how you grow things. And I think that's interesting to people. And we want to share that kind of knowledge and information.
I think a lot of them are surprised. And, you know, we don't spray the dandelions because we're beekeepers.
Right.
And, you know, we don't worry about that. I see a dandelion as beautiful. And to me, when I see a honeybee on it, it's even more beautiful.
Yes. Those honeybees at this time of year really need that early pollen. They're starting to have brood. The queen is becoming more active and they need something to feed those little bees.
That's right. So we, you know, some people might be surprised when they come here and we have a front yard full of dandelions. But even when I mow, I try to time my mowing around the time that is a high time for bees to be out. And so if you drive by the farm, you see me stopping pretty often. It probably means that I mowed while the bees were very active and I try to do my best. Sometimes they'll, you know, if I kind of ease up to them, they'll fly off, but not always. So
right.
I really try to protect them even when I'm mowing. So it may take a little longer, but it's worth it.
That's right, because those bees are providing a valuable pollination service for plants here. You also work to attract other pollinators. Honeybees don't pollinate every plant or every flower. There are certain ones that they are not equipped to do, but we really try to keep all of that natural stuff for honeybees and pollinators.
Yeah, and this week was kind of a challenge weather-wise.
Oh, yes.
This is, we're getting into late April. And we had two, not one, but two freeze warnings.
Yeah, that was uncomfortable.
It was uncomfortable. because we clearly cannot cover the entire farm. We have talked about having a dome installed.
I'd love to have like a stadium style retractable dome over the entire farm.
Yeah. So anyone that wants to make a donation to that, that's not going to happen. But just a joke. We really are not taking donations for a dome. But I was mostly concerned. I mean, we have too much to cover. We have a lot of things flowering right now. I've only put out cold hardy plants, but there's some baby, like baby beets, baby turnips, and they would not survive a freeze.
Right. They're very tender still.
Right. So we covered all of the food that we possibly could with the exception of the orchards. And we just had to pray for those.
Yes.
And because our orchard, our original orchard this year is in full bloom. It's the most blooms I've ever seen out there. Everything, apples, plums, peaches, cherries, everything is blooming and full. And so the day of the first freeze, I mean, we clearly can't cover 25-foot trees. I just went out and took pictures of the blooms, and we just had to wait and see what happened.
We did, and I don't think it got quite as cold as was forecasted, which was good.
Yes.
It was still too cold for tender plants. That's why we covered. And the other thing that happened was we got a snowfall.
Yeah,
a significant snowfall, like an inch or better.
Yeah, it was, I mean, it was on the ground pretty good, especially in the grassy areas. We had quite a bit of snow. It wasn't really sticking to concrete or asphalt, but I really think that that helped our trees.
I think so too. I think it provided that nice little layer of insulation from the cold overnight. And then you left things covered mostly. Yes. Until all of that freeze warning was gone. And then I'm sure I wasn't out there, but I'm sure you kind of pick up a corner and kind of hold your breath.
I did. I would peek under and everything that we covered, we lost nothing at all. So that was great.
It was wonderful. Yes.
And then I got brave enough to drive back to the orchard and it looked wonderful. We even have little tiny peaches coming on.
That's super exciting.
And I think we survived it just fine.
I think so too. So we are very grateful. Now, as we record this, it is the last Sunday in April, but you're not quite ready to let's put it all in the garden.
No, no, no. I will not be putting out heirloom tomatoes or peppers or any of those tender plants just yet. I have moved them from the greenhouse to the unheated potting shed, and I will start hardening off those plants probably this week. So I'll take them outside a little bit at a time so they can get used to the wind and temperature changes. And, you know, so every day I'll gradually increase that. I'll start cutting back on their water. I know it seems cruel, but it really does help to have healthier plants. And I kind of look at the Mother's Day date as our date to be able to put in those more tender plants. And I know a lot of other people go ahead and do that. I know there's probably people right now in our area that have tomato plants out. And as long as you can cover them, that's perfectly fine. But we have too many to cover. And there have been even a few Mother's Days that we ran out with garbage bags or whatever we could find.
Right, flashlights, car headlights.
Yes.
And did it in the dark.
Try to cover every tomato plant, every pepper plant, and that's not something I really enjoy.
No, I don't either, but the risk of losing that crop is too much risk to take.
So I'll wait. I'll be patient, which I'm not good at being patient, but we will wait for a little bit.
Yes, we will. So, gardening tip of the week?
Oh, the gardening tip of the week is to don't put your plants out too early. Those tomato plants really like it. You really don't want any risk of frost. And for us, last year, we had frost as late as the 16th of May. So, you know, we'll wait a little bit. And if you do put them out, just be able to cover them with a bucket or something if you need to. So watch the forecast. So, and your kitchen tip this week?
So, because it was cold this week, we decided it was still chilly weather. We wanted to have a pot of chili this week. Actually, we'll eat chili even during the summer, but really, it feels like a winter food. It was cold. So I did that and pulled out a sleeve of crackers, kind of on the stale side.
Yeah, it seems like crackers just...
They just aren't keeping these days.
They just don't make crackers like they used to.
They don't. Or at least they don't package them like they used to.
No, something's different.
But we're having this recurring issue with crackers. And we don't buy a lot of head or store.
No.
But they just seem stale when they come out. So here's your tip. Take your sleeve of crackers. Pour them all out. I even just pour them in a pile sometimes on a baking sheet. Put them in the cold oven, set your oven to go to 350 degrees, and those crackers will crisp up and freshen up. You don't want to let them go past 350. As soon as your oven hits that, maybe even a little before, turn it off, pull the crackers out, and you now have nice, warm, crisp crackers to go with your chili.
Yeah, it's kind of a bonus that they're warm too.
It is.
Yeah, I like that.
So those are your tips for the week and an update on what's happening here at the farm. Don't forget to sign up for email or follow us on social media. Check out our garden course. That is still active. We're still adding to that. You can still register at a lower price than what it will be when it's all done. But we'd love to hear from you.
We would. So busy as always, and something that we absolutely love.
That's right.
So until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.